The Al Shich HaKadosh brings down at the time for the mitzvah of mezuzah is kidei the Hatzkirenu mitzvahs Talmud Torah or more of a parashas mezuzah. State in Al Shich HaKadosh, when a person comes into his house, state the Tababom v'shiftecha v'veisecha, when he leaves his house, it says v'lechtecha baderech. It's very nice here, the Svas Emes and Chanukah says, so the Svas Emes, that's the pshat, why Dafka? The mezuzah is always on the right, and the menorah is on the left. So the Svas Emes, what's the pshat? Because a person has to know that Torah is more choshev than Maisa. As the Maisa, last week we gave a shtick on Hakdama to the Inyonim of mezuzah, with the Makaris, the Tamei Hadova, the schar, and we started a little bit of the halachas, the gabi, the actual where to place the mezuzah itself. So I want to go a little bit of a chazorah, just in the first prat, where I mentioned last week in Be'ez Hashem with Mamamshech, into the ikas sugya of which doors and which areas are chayv in the mezuzah. As the Maisa, we know that there's a few inyonim when it comes to putting the mezuzah on the door, that we have to know what is the correct way. So the first thing that we're going to discuss Be'ez Hashem is going to be the halacha in regards to which side is the right hand side of the door. To how to figure out which is the right hand side of the door, which is the left hand side of the door, and to figure out that mahalach. Another halacha that we're going to figure out, so bear with me with the technical digital zachan these days, Be'ez Hashem will get it, it will come up, is another part that we have to discuss is the height. The hainu, what is considered to be the correct height that a person has to put his mezuzah on his door. You'll find when you look around at many mezuzahs, as we said already last week, is you'll find that Paka people are not mezuzahs. I'm showing the stickle mezuzahs in the office, Agabe, where exactly to place the mezuzah, the height, the chule. Another halacha that we have to go into will be the halacha of the depth, how far into the actual doorpost to put the mezuzah. Another halacha will be exactly which part of the doorpost will do, and that Be'ez Hashem is going to be the first chalik of how to figure out where to put the mezuzah. So bear with me, the pictures should come up shortly. Like I said again, to figure out what's the right side, what's considered to be the left side, to figure out the vertical position, the right height on the door, where to actually place the mezuzah. Also, to figure out on the doorpost itself, how close to the door, how close to the outside of the house, where should one place the mezuzah. The depth, if you have to dig a hole inside, how much does it have to be? We'll see how come enough convenience is again to many, many doors that we have nowadays. And obviously the angle and direction that we have to actually place the mezuzah itself. So those are the first few halakim that Be'ez Hashem we want to go into today, that will be negeya to the sugya that we'll be discussing. So the first halacha is, again, a shtikel chazara from last week, is to figure out what is considered to be the right side of the house. And the maisa, again, the makor in the Torah that we said last time is beisecha on the pasuk with the Gemara darshins. Biascha means always the right hand side. And the maisa, the Gemara tells us that it always has to be the right hand side. We mentioned last week al pi deshach that the pshat over there by the right side is v'dafka ifidu, that if a person is a left-hand side on the bal, the roiv of the oilam is right-handed, then we go basa roiv of the oilam, and therefore that's the reason why always it has to be on the right-hand side. Again, I'm terribly sorry for the hold-up over here. I'm not sure exactly what's happening. About koponim, to figure out the right-hand side of a doorway. So generally, the mahalach is that a very simple way of figuring out a doorway and a simple door is to figure out what's considered to be the right hand side is normally what we call in Lashon Chazal Pinimi. Pinimi means the inner one, which inner one I'm walking in towards. So therefore by a front door, it's a Dvarim Pshutim Ad Ma'oid. When it comes to a front door, to figure out how does it work, what's considered to be the right hand side of a door when you're coming into an apartment, it's very, very simple. But we're going to see Be'ez Hashem come up different sivas and different nafkaminas and different doors, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem. Not all things are in as the mic says though. Oh. Okay. So like I said, front door, simple shayla, figuring out where to put it in. The front door of many, many rooms is that way as well. That's very, very simple. Where it gets more complicated when you have a situation, as we explained last week, like a situation like this, that many, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, is extremely negeya, where you have dining room, kitchen, lounge, all sorts of doors going one into the other, and therefore, to figure out which one is considered to be the right one, is a shtickle, a hard shayla. Another also application of this halacha will be in the following shayla. When you have a marpeset, when you have a balcony, a porch, and you have different doors that come from the same place, the same different rooms, the same room, and they lead onto one marpeset, one porch, again, where are we going to figure out which one is the right hand side? How are we going to figure out which one is the one that you go in, which is the one you go out? And again, it makes kabbalah enough convenience, as we're going to say, Be'ez Hashem, when you put it on the wrong side, on the left hand side, it's taka posel. So therefore you have to be very, very careful to figure out which is considered to be the right hand and which side is considered to be the left side. So that is the first thing they have to know. As we said, the Gemara tells us, Bi'ascha means always the right hand side. And the main is always going to be right hand side. If it's on the left hand side of the wall, there's no shine in the wall, it's 100% possible, memela. If you go home tonight and find that your mezuzah, after learning the halakha, is attacked on the left hand side, it's a vav, you have to move it, and halkema ala poiskim, that it's a vav chayv, a brand new bracha. That means you'll have to change the mezuzah, and you will have to go along and make a new bracha. Okay, so let's discuss some of the nekudas that will be negated to what's considered to be a simple way of figuring out the right hand side. As we said already again, the Shtikul Chazori from last week, the first rule is Panini, which means when you come inside, which is very, very simple in a case like this, as you see klar from a situation like this, where the front door leads to the next room, which leads to the next room, which leads to the next room. So again, all of those cases I'm going into something, and therefore all of those cases are from Pshutim, that the mezuzah goes on the right hand side.
It
doesn't have to go, that we'll discuss with Hashem in the halachos of doors. A koponim, Mr. Berkman Schlitter once told me, he said he was when he was first in the mayor built their new kitchen. I don't know how it looks now, but they came up with a new kitchen. So the mahalach was, it was like one big circle. Here you could go from the middle of the kitchen, straight to the flyshik one, to the parabol one, to the washing one, to the storage room, and then you can walk out. It seems like a circle. You can go one to the other, and you can come out. It's like a round circle, round and around. So his shaila was, where do you put the mezuzah? So he told me, he made a gantz map. Kitchen, you know, this is the fleshy, this is the milky one, this is the power of the storage, this, where to put the mezuzah. He took it to Rav Yashin Zatzel, and Rav Yashin sat down with the plan, he looked at it, he looked up, he said, what is this, the shayla mas of a cholov? If I didn't understand the shayla mezuzah b'chad, especially the shayla mas of a cholov. I'll compare it in a shayla like this, Dvarim Pshutim, that your meaning will be on the side when you come inside. And again, similar situation over here, when you go into an apartment, you go into the study, that's a vada poshet, in the bedroom, also, these are shayla that are dvarim pshutim ad ma'oid, that the ma'isa is called, it's considered to be, the right hand side is the one when you go in. Again, this is considered to be the complicated shayla. When you have a doorway that can be used both in and both out, both ways are normal to be used. The shayla, which one do we consider to be the one to put the mezuzah on the right hand side? So the ma'isa, we have to come on to klal number two. Klal number two is avasa roiv, which we said last time, is the shayla in the poskim. Is it roiv of the people of the Bnei Bayis, or is it roiv of the Baal HaBayis himself? Shayla in the poskim already, now Chonin talk about it, we're not going to be ma'ir in the union or koponim. If you have roiv of people going in one way, that's considered to be the roiv. The made of the right hand side is considered to be the place of the mezuzah in that room. And that would be the machriya. And again, it's again to many different terms. You always have to look at the roiv. It's again yeshiva. It's again all sorts of cases. You have to figure out the roiv. Now, sometimes, as we said, you will not know which one is the roiv. It's kind of hard to figure out which one is the roiv. Or maybe it's 50-50. So again, there's other tsurufim, as the Gemara brings us, for example, the Gemara that tells us in Menachos, the Gabi Heketzir. Heketzir means, again, also complicated to figure out sometimes with different shaylas, is wherever the hinges are, wherever the door opens out into, that passage is called Heketzir, and that will be another machriya to be whether or not the mezuzah goes over there or not. We also spoke already last week, if it's shy for a person to put two mezuzahs, if he come a poiskin, right, Shita Tzayayitz, for example, is taka to put two mezuzahs, he's not over on Baal Tosef, the Moshe and Shuvishayim, no, holds no, you're potter in Gansen for a mezuzah, or the most poiskin hold, whichever one you want. If there's no machriya in Gansen, to which one is the roi, which one is the panini, and there's no hekatsi, so then the Maisa roi poiskin, as Oish Tetan Shevet HaLevi, as Oish Tetan Minchas Elazin, that's Kedoshim, and other poiskin, is to be makel, that whichever one you want. Okay, so let's continue now with the next sugar. Now we're moving on already from last week. That was already just a shtikl chazor from last week. Let's discuss now a new sugar. The sugar over here is the gabi, the height. Where is the height of the proper height that the mezuzah should be? So lemaisa, we'll start with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the Menachah says so. Zut the Gemara. Mitzvah lahanicha mitchilas shlish ha'elyon. As I state in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah to dafka put it in the beginning of the shlish ha'elyon. Right, as we're going to see in a moment, how to work this out in the Maisa. This is a shlish ha'elyon in every single door. You take a regular door, you split it up into thirds, and therefore you take the uppermost third. Now, the firoi poiskim, when you take the uppermost third, is the Maisa is to bear passion and Shulchan Aruch passion that way, which Beites, and the Bach, the Bruki Yosef, and the Yaivitz, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that it should be dafka be in the first mokrin, that's the shlish. The beginning of the shlish, that's where the mezuzah should be. In the green area over here. In the yellow area, it's about the kosher. The red area we'll say in a moment. Al pi Kabbalah, shteitin Ariza, it's bedafka again. It should bedafka be in the beginning of the shlish. It's very, very important. Avada Navada, it's kosher wherever you put it. Dahainu, anywhere that's above the shlish, as long as it's not in a tefach, 8 centimeters from the top, as though shteitin Rambam, as though passing the Shulchan Aruch. It can't be on the top. Ova, it should be again. The mitzvah of pikama poiskim is bedafka to put it in the shlish ha'elyon, bedafka over there. Ova, many poiskim, as we show him, also hold this way, the Urain, the Aguda, the Smak, the Shach Veskim hold this way, also the Goyim seems to hold this mahalach also, and that is wherever you put it, as long as it's not on the top tefach of the actual door, is a vada going to be kosher. Now, lemaisa, people unfortunately are mezuzah in this, people kilu go into the door, they fix their mezuzah, wherever they feel is correct. Kilu, Azoy, this is geschmack for me, maybe it's nice for me to eat, maybe it's geschmack for the kids, right? The Ulam knows the Maisa once. There was a certain cheder, a play school, I don't know what it was, they put their mezuzah very low down. But that was because of the kids, who are kids, young kids, could possibly eat some mezuzah. So the Maisa Rabbi Akiv Kamenetsky one time came in, and it was nisht emes. We don't mechanet children something that's in nisht emes, and the Maisa put it in the richtige mokim. So the Maisa, people unfortunately obey mezuzah, and it's negeir. When I go to people's houses to happen to be mevarer the mitzias and the mezuzah shiders, so often I'll go there to the house. I went recently to a place in Ramot. So the wife was there, and she was very upset. You know, you're measuring the whole place, and you're putting it, I'm sorry, where to put it exactly, you know, very low down. People are just used to putting it where they feel is the right height. As the Maisa state in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah dafka to put it shlisha elyon. If you come up poisoning it, it should be dafka be there, and it shouldn't be under. Under the shlisha elyon is the Maisa of other, you should change it, but you should not be making a brand new bracha. Now, the Maisa, how much of the mezuzah should be over there? So that's Kedosh, and the Buchacha tells us that the whole mezuzah should be there. That means I shouldn't have a little bit of a clap entering down into under Shlisha Elyon, the ganze clap. Now, Avada, the case can be under Shlisha Elyon. That doesn't bother us. Or with the clap itself, Avada should be in ganzen and not half-half. The whole thing should be Shlisha Elyon. But again, be careful, like Shulchan Aruch says, not to put it in the top of the actual, from the beginning, from the top of the highest point of the door, a tefach down over there. Now, let me get invited into a different chelik. Now, often when you come to a door like this, so you get different shiners. Sometimes on top of doors, you have windows, you have grills, you have bars, you have all sorts of things going on over there. How do you measure a door? And again, it's a question of nafkamina, because the nafkamina is going to be where you're going to place the mezuzah. Again, if you're going to work out the shlisha elyon, you're going to have to figure out, are you working it out from the top to the bottom, or are you going to work out only where the door opens to the halal ha-pesach? So the way this is a modic and machlokes in the poskim, I'm not going to go into the inyan because it's a big arichus, because it also depends on the type of a window that's on top. If it's in Gansen, that the door has its own Suras HaPesach, and on top there's a window, then Avad you go bust to the door. Sometimes there's a hemshuk of the door, they put a window that's just not opened, then Avad you go bust to the whole Chalal, the whole place that goes up, even the Chalik of the window. But again, it's a shayla in the poskim. One should obviously, as we always say, consult his local Orthodox rabbi with a shayla like this, then he can figure out where to put the mezuzah. Now, let me go invite into the next circuit. Let's go back now to our famous castle in Scotland to figure out how the different doors, and this is actually a very, very shkiach door that we're going to speak about now, especially here in Israel, I've seen it very, very much, is what the Gemara calls a keeper. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph on the base tells us as well. So the Gemara, if you have a shayla of a keeper, right, which means what we call in English an archway, a round door like this, what's the halacha in such a situation? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Yuma, Remeya holds a chay. The Chachamim hold your potter. The Kuli Alma, if it's 10 Tefachim, then Avada you're going to be Chayit. The major Machlokes we showing him how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Alkal Pani. What's Negev to ask Sugi now is how to figure out the height of the actual Pesach to make it to know where to put the mezuzah. And again, this is also very again, over here it actually gets difficult because here it is much lower than what people think. So for example, if you take a Pesach like this, so if you figure out the Shlish, it would be very high up. It'll be somewhere over here. Oh, but we know the halacha is azor. We know the Gemara tells us that if you have a Pesach that is less than 4 tefachim, is the mice, it's not chayv in a mezuzah. So therefore, we take off the chelik of the archway, of the round part of the door. We take ilu, it's not there. And we measure underneath there, so maybe the shlisha area, as you can see, is much lower than that.
Four tefachim.
We take off that, for example. If you take a Pesach like as follows. You take a Pesach, so maybe the Pesach that has like little tunnels, all these sorts of things. And it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not chayv in gansan. Why? Because it's dochel to go inside. It doesn't make a difference. For not for tefachim, you can't go inside, then maybe you're not chayv. So going back to our case of the archway, and again, here in Eretz Yisrael, I've seen this many, many times in people's houses, and it makes the measuring much lower than normal, simply because you have to take away the chelik on top, that is not dalet tefachim, and then maybe work out the shlish from that. So it comes out to be that your mezuzah is lower than it normally is in a regular door in that situation. Now before leaving our castle over here, one more shayla is the gabay very, very tall doors. What do you do in a case like this? You got very, very tall doors, and it's again sometimes, especially in all places in the old city, all these shaylas, you have very, very tall doors. So there's a Rishalmi. The Rishalmi tells us that when you have a very tall door, you put it connected to your shoulder. As I stated in Rishalmi. Now the mindset is a major machlokes in the Rishalmi, what's going on over here. It's a Rambam, it's Raidik, the Chulek, the Mishnah talks about it. Al-Kulpolim. The Maisa, a lot of poskim in a situation of a very tall door, or takapulit in the Shlisha Elyon. That means even if you can't touch it, you can't reach it, b'chole. But kaponim, most poskim hold, you'll put it shoulder length of a regular person, even if it's not in the Shlisha Elyon, because you have a very tall door. So that's the Maisa, the Inyan, when it comes to the halachas of talking about actual the height. Let me go invite her to the next sugya. The next sugya now we want to discuss, Ez Hashem, is the halacha of the width, the height. Where to place it on the door width-wise. Right? The horizontal position on the door itself. So the mezuzah again. We start with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that, so the Gemara, that the mezuzah must be placed a tefach somuch lachutz. As we state in the Gemara, tefach somuch lachutz. What's the reason for this? So the machlokes is in the Gemara. Zug Rava, the reason is simple. Because the first thing when a person meets should be the mezuzah. Rav Chanina says no. The reason it should be bedafka on the tefach somach l'chutz of the actual house is it guards more of the house. As you take the mice in the achronim, you take in your day, the tiles, the shach, the chulei, is the mice of the most out that the mezuzah is, that is guarding is more of a shmira of the actual house itself. And as I passed in the aloch and shulchan aruch, and v'yishpeitesi base, that the mice of, it's, again, it's not a ma'akid din, it's a din l'chadchila, it's a mitzvah that a person should do. But to be yotze everything, it should be dafka, the mezuzah should be placed in the most outermost tefach of his doorpost. That there are people, again, you look around, poshut, it's kishma, you take a mezuzah, it's nice to have it in the middle of the mashkut, it's like the man of the mezuzah, of the doorpost. It's not kishma to have it, oh, but it's not michtig. I'll be the Gemara, if you come up, it's going to be put in the most outer place tefach of the actual doorpost itself. Now again, if you go home and tack a fire that it's inside halfway, or it's even in the innermost, it's 100% kosher. It's a vada kosher. Of a lemaisa again, lechatchila, as the mitzvah is in the halachic state, it should be definitely placed on the most outer place tefach. Now lemaisa minchas alaza is a tshuva. The Minchas Alaza writes that every single door in a person's house, the Raisa, the Rabban on the outside, the inside, should have this din, and therefore we have to be careful of every single door. The Diviyatsiv wants to tie it, Nishazoy, he tied his nine, it's Bedafka, the Ishtek, and the Gemari wants to tie it, it's Bedafka on the outermost door, the front door of the house, or by the inner doors, doesn't bother him too much. Upon him, I think the Oilim is Taka Makbid, that we try to make sure every single door has this minor. Let me get invited up to the next sugya. Sorry?
You should change it,
not Pashtus, yeah. Pashtus, you should change it if it's easy to do so. Yeah. Now, sometimes you have a situation like this. Sometimes you have a situation where you open up the door and there's nowhere to put the mezuzah. The only place to put the mezuzah is inside the mezuzah, right? Inside the actual doorpost itself. And that's the mice of one of the eight sabbat you should do. I mean, it's no worse than anything else. If a person has something in his house and got a problem with his door, he's going to bring up a handyman inside who's going to fix the door. So the chayyid is like, no worse than that, is if being a professional person inside, a handyman, he's a chisel out somewhere over there. That's the mice, the best thing to do in a situation where you only have, like this, where you have nowhere else to put the mezuzah. However, we have something else. The Gemara tells us like this. The Gemara says in Menachos, Hinicha achar hadeles sakona ve'ein boi mitzvah. Hinicha achar hadeles is a sakona ve'ein boi mitzvah. So the shayla is what's going on over here. What does it mean, sakona ve'ein boi mitzvah? So there's a tremendous machlokes in the Rishonim. Is the pshat sakonu ba'im by mitzvah means that a value it's good, or you didn't get a mitzvah? Or banan, somebody show you want to say that the ba'im by mitzvah means gunish, you weren't accomplishing anything, you know, you're into the mitzvah and it's nishkit. So, and come up times again here in Israel, you find a shy that very, very shchiach is that we haven't got a big doorpost to put it. Where's what's called achoyei haderes? So the ma'isa. Achoyei haderes said this. We'll look at two places that you can place the mezuzah. The most ideal place when you have a regular doorpost that most of our doors have is a vada, like you see over here, is the mezuzah is placed in the right mokhoim, on the outermost tefah, inside the doorpost itself. That's a vada, the best thing to do. What's called achoyei haderes, and again, it's kedai to know this to define what's to figure out achoyei haderes to know if it's kosher or not, is the ma'isa hazoi. If you go 90 degree turn away from the door, a 90 degree turn from the actual position, that's called a achoyei haderes. And again, it's a machlokes haposkim. Svadim have to be machmir. The Shulchan Aruch holds its posel gom. The three Shulchan Aruch and Meshpei Tes, if you put the mezuzah over there, like you see, that it's mamash achoyei haderes, the three Shulchan Aruch, avadim its posel. Oba, it's not a shaft. And it has, she says, that going, that bidyevet, if you've got nowhere else to put the mezuzah, then about you can be makel, if you've got no other choice, tremendous shayla if you can make a bracha. Very, very shver to make a bracha if you're putting a mezuzah in that matzah. Again, if you should shoot a shulchan aruch, it's a gadol posel. So again, those are the two makomos they have to know. The ideal place is inside the mezuzah, on the hanicha achar haderes, is 90 degrees turn from that. So again, the etzah that we said, for example, is the chillers in that. This is a picture of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's door he had in his house. Now he had a similar shayla. He had a shayla that the ma'aseh he had nowhere to put the mezuzah, and obviously, well, probably maybe his stomach wasn't the gear to chisel out somewhere. So what you can see is he added on pieces. He added on a mezuzah and a mashkoif, and therefore he was mechayel the mezuzah an extra chelek. You know, he made the door bigger, and this is an answer that some of the posts can daka bring. Is the ma'aseh to get a shayla that you can't put the mezuzah anywhere else? Is you make yourself a bigger doorpost? Now it's not so gishmak. So sometimes a lechanam. If it's not so gishmak, let me say the next best etzah or pashas be to chisel out something. Now you see in the picture over here, they had a similar problem. Right, for example, the picture on the left is the mice. You see from here, you know where to put it. So you put it over there. Now, by the way, it's posel, and this person over here had no idea what he's doing because the mice, there's no shayla bachlal. This is a posel mezuzah, and he wasn't yotze bachlal. There's no shmir at all. There's no inyan to place the mezuzah close to the door. It's a lovely, you know, heritage. You feel nice. I put the mezuzah close to the door. But the ma'isa absolutely has no shaykhus b'chal la'halacha. It doesn't work. Who I did this picture that we've seen before over here is that the mezuzah was put close to the mezuzah, to the actual doorpost. Again, posel gomor. There is no shayla b'chalal that they weren't the yotze the mitzvah of mezuzah. And again, like you said, mevatel mitzvah every single kol rega v'rega. Very, very, very shver. Again, similar situation over here. Again, maybe they had shmir kalacha, I don't know. But as the mezuzah, it's posh and avada, they were posel, and avada doesn't work. Let me get invited. Let me go now to the death. Death has the mezuzah. It's actually taken again at such a situation sometimes. And that's like this. The Gemara in Menachos tells us, Hevit loy tefach tzula. As we state in the Gemara. What's the pshat? Because the Gemara tells us, and so you learn the pasuk. It says, "State al musuzois peisecha." Al means on, not in. Inside is too much. I don't know what it means. If you can't see it, you can't see it. If you make it too far in and you chisel and you go too far inside, and it's a tefach inside, which is not so big as the ma'aser, it's pasul. And again, you won't know it's the mitzvah. So it can be negated such a thing. For example, if you have a tris. And to put the only place to put the mezuzah is inside the railing of the tris itself. So again, you have to know. Again, to pass it from a picture, we can't. But just to understand the yisoid, that to put the mezuzah too far in, and it's a tefach inside, is about going to be a problem. And this is mamish negeh. In the days, for example, in Russia, put down the svarim, and in Russia, in the days of the KGB, it's taka, they used to do this. They used to dig holes in their doorpost, is to put the mezuzah inside and cover up with cement. Adi yom hazeh, you go to Meisharim, you take a see that some people actually did it. It seemed to be the mahalach, maybe it was good for the moisture, whatever it was. As the man said, it's about a kosher, I think if you don't see the mezuzah, I'll call it to know that if it's a tefach away from the doorpost itself, it's a problem. I'll give you another example. The Gemara talks about a case like this. Here you have a regular door, very, very posh of the shayla, mezuzah goes over here as it should. Zug the Gemara, what do you do in a situation where you take a piece of wood and you stick that piece of wood as an addition to one of the doorposts? So the Gemara tells us that about it, it's not good. Why? If that piece is a tefach, so either you've made the door a different place, and now your mezuzah is a tefach inside. No, doesn't sound like such a negeah, mitzias, the kashayla that one have every single day. Of unfortunately it is, This is a reconstruction of a real door that we'll see in a moment. Now this person over here put his mezuzah, as you can see, on the most right-hand side. Now the Maaseh, it doesn't look so bad, but when you open up the door, you see poshut. And he's put his mezuzah, which what the Gemara says, hemagrei tefach, psula. He's put his mezuzah in a posel digaifen. If he had a wall over there, what would you say then? No one would have a shayla to put the mezuzah. And what got him confused was because he has a doorway. So rather he should put his mezuzah close to the actual door that actually opens itself, and not next to the door that stays stationary, that glass piece that stays there, the oila. Now here's the actual door that they did it on. And the Maaseh, again, this is mamish posel. Okay, you walk around, you'll actually see shiners like this. They put the mezuzah well away, well a tefach away from the actual door. I'll give you another example. Over here, this is a house in Rechavia. That the Maaseh, same problem. They put the mezuzah over there, very, very nice. Oh, but it's no shayla because they're well more than a tefach away from the door itself. And above it is what the Gemara says, it's rather going to be posel. Here's another shayla again. This is a house in America. That the Maaseh they've taken over here, the mezuzah is over there, and it's again a tefach away from the actual door. But it's above it, there's no shayla bachlal. It's above it, it's posel. I'll give you another mitzias. Maybe we'll see pictures of Beit Hashem next week when we go through the ganze globe of shaylas of different doors. After we know that Allah attack, maybe we'll go through all the different pictures of our kapara kares nageya. If you get folding doors and when you open up the folding doors, so normally it leaves there's a whole rebbe for the day of folded doors that doesn't go all the way in. Some of it, if it's more than a tefach. So it's a problem if you've got your mezuzah on the right hand side, which is why some of the postings say to be careful which side you should make the slide. You're building yourself sliding doors to make sure the taka comes from the left, so you can put it back on the left. But if you put it on the right, then you've got yourself a shayla. Now, if you come a postim, it's still beseder. I feel if it's a tefach away, the fact that it moves all the time is the ma'aseh mokrim to be makel. It's also negayah by doors that go into actual walls, where you have like a sliding door that fits snugly into the actual wall itself. Again, often doesn't go all the way, and it stops with the chelik of the door still sticking out. If it's more than a tefach, there is a machloikas of the poiskim, if the ma'aseh is nechal in the Gemara, and therefore we can consider it to be possible or not. I remember a fellow once called me from a mall here in Eretz Yisrael, where it was, and he told me that he found it was a brand new mall, they just opened up, and they had glass doors, and they put the mezuzah on the glass door, and every time you opened, the mezuzah went that way, and they were just trying to figure out where the mezuzah was. Because it must move the whole thing, it's another apostle, there's no shayla bachlal, that such a mezuzah cannot be kosher. And Avada, he told them to Baruch Hashem to move it. Let me get back to the next sugya. Okay. Okay, also in a gay could be, is when you have two doors that sometimes you open and sometimes you don't open the other one, that means the other one stays stationary. So for example, sometimes you have it in houses where you have a door, one that you leave always closed and one that you always leave open. What do you do in such a situation? So it would depend on how often you open or close that door. How often do you always leave it closed? Do you always leave it open? If it didn't have deliveries, for example, what would you do in such a situation? Would you then open it? Here's a gross enough gemin in people's houses where you have two doors, or one of the chalakim of the doors you normally leave closed, or if you have a shavuot brachos or a bar mitzvah or something, the maaseh will open it. So again, it's all nichol in the shaila where to put the mezuzah. Because again, if it's a door that's kavur, then if you did ask kedoshim the buchatcha, it's that you have to make two mezuzahs, one by the door itself and one on the door post. As if taking ask kedoshim, not like a buchatcha. The Maaseh again, it all depends. There's a lot of shayles that we can be married right now, but it very much depends in whether or not how often you open up the doors over there. Let me again bite up. Okay. As the Maaseh, the next sugya. The next sugya is Hashem, the angle and direction of the mezuzah itself. So we know. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel tells us. Asur kimin nagar is psula. What's nagar? It's a machlokes rishonim. Tremendous machlokes rishonim. Rashi, for example, Rashi holds that if you put it sideways, you put it lying down, then above it's pasul. Zug Rashi, it must be standing up straight. And as I pass from the Rosh, as I pass from the Malchut, the Yeruchim, the Goyim, and others. Rabbeinu Tam is choyuk on Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, nagar is the chat standing up, that's not covered. Oh, but forget it, should be lying down. As I pass in that good, the Tadeshim, my real, the guy is Chai Odom Bechole. Is the Maaseh we have over here tremendous, tremendous machlokes in the Rishonim, how to place the mezuzah itself as a nafkamina by a Sefer Torah, in our Nakodesh, become other nafkaminas as well that we can't be mindful. Shulchan Aruch brings down Shitas Rashi, and the Ramah Taka says b'chein aminig that we passed in la halacha the ma'isa that it goes straight up. Then the Ramah brings us that to be yaitza both days is we do what most Ashkenazim do, as we taka do on a slant to be yaitza ala days. Now the ma'isa, everybody fek the kasha. What do you mean ala days? Rashi holds if it's lying down, then the ma'isa is possible. Rabbeinu Tam learns if it's straight, then it's possible. Straight. So what do I do by slanting it? I didn't get Rashi. I didn't get Rabbeinu Tam. Zuk Yaakov blows itself from the Sefer Chovetz Chidon. He tells me, the role in the Machlokes Rishonim, the Yesodim of Machlokes. The Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam is not how to put the mezuzah. The Yesod is how not to put the mezuzah. Mimeir. Kolzman, I didn't lie it, and Kolzman, I didn't put it straight. I'm Yotzei other shitas. Now again, La Halacha LeMaisa, Avadu Vipaskin Meika Hadin. Like the first shita, which is to be straight, which means, first of all, shita's had going is always to do that zoy. Right? And many people who are machma be the going is to always put it straight, nor never to slant it. The Chazan Ish would slightly slant it at a very, very small tipa, just to be yitzah minig ha'olim. He said, ve'etzem mipasken avada like Rashi, memele has to be standing up. Of koponim, to be not to be shmashana for minig ha'olim, the shita in the Chazan Ish is the maestro to do it slightly on a slant, just to be yitzah, over a tiny bit. It has to be just a little bit nicker. Now the maestro, what happens if you have a situation like this, where the doorpost is very narrow, memele, if it's narrow, you can't push it slanted. So avada and avada, there's no shayla b'chalal. Don't do achori ha'denis. People make a mistake, and they think it's better to achori ha'denis on a slant than over here in the right place on straight. So avada nishtazoi, we paskin me'ika hadin, that you do it straight. So again, if you have a shayla where it has to stand up, because that's all the space you have, that's the maisa, what you should do. So again, the askadosh should state only slightly slanting is enough. It doesn't have to be fully slanted, kidei to be yaitza. Lom again, baita. Now, what happens if you have the mezuzah like this, which is very shkia sometimes? Again, it's a maila to place the mezuzah tilting in towards the cheder that it's facing inside. It's a maila. I spoke recently to the Mezuzah Orbach Shlita and the Rafal Shlita, and both of them told me that if you have a matzah like this, where the mezuzah is taka facing outwards the wrong way, avada lechatchila, it should be moved as the maisa to be yaitza all the shita. If it's upside down, I'll call upon him, then you're not yaitza. If the mezuzah is taka mgantin upside down, it's mamish not yaitza, and it's possible. There was a maisa recently of a woman that had a breached baby where it comes out upside down. They checked the mezuzah and taka, the whole mezuzah was upside down. That's the kach was the maisa. As the maisa upside down is a bad apostle, or but if it's facing the wrong direction, it's not going to be possible in that matziv. It's good to remember Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky always used to say, where do we find the kolot kama? Where do we find the kolot terukulo? You have a machlokes. Oh, let's take the middle way. Try to be yaitza everyone. And most machlokes say, oh, yod, and then we go like him, and we go like him. Mecha teisa. You say the person has to know is when he goes into his house, is about he has to know pshara. As I say, my Rishkiach, Olovik Shlita, always says when a person leaves his koil and he goes into his house, he takes off his Torah, his learning cap, and he puts on his chesed cap. Again, that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was mazbe pshat in the minig, the maisa like the Amor, to be yitza, all the shitas. Okay, Lamagan Vaita into some more shaylas. Okay. As the maisa, the next shaila, Be'ez Hashem, is to figure out a doorway. Which doorway requires a mezuzah or not? Okay, so in order for mezuzah, in order for mezuzah to be chayit, at least min ha'Torah for sure, is the maisa need three conditions. The first condition you need is that it has to have two mezuzahs. It has to have two doorposts. The Ramah tells us they each have to be 10 tefachim high. If you've got two doorposts, then avada it's chayit. The next thing you need is also a mashkif, a lintel on the top. And obviously the third condition you need, again we'll speak out each one as we get to it, is going to be a door. If you have all of these three tanoim, avada you're going to be making a bracha. So Ramah said, what do you do in a situation like this? When you have two mezuzahs, two doorposts, but you don't have a lintel, you don't have a mashkif, who are din? Similar situation. We have a case like this, where you've got two mezuzahs, a mashkif, but you haven't got a door. Are you going to have to put a mezuzah, yes with a bracha, not with a bracha? This Be'ez Hashem is what we want to get to right now. So the first thing to get to is a doorpost. L'maisa. The Gemara Menachos Lamedala tells us that a person has to have a condition to have at least minimum one doorpost. So L'maisa, just before we continue, you'll see different simonim on some of the pictures. So when you've got all three conditions, you'll see a colored mezuzah. Colored mezuzah represents to be making a bracha on your mezuzah. If the doorpost on the right hand side, you'll be putting up a mezuzah over without a bracha. And if it's the mezuzah, the doorpost on the left hand side, you will not be putting a mezuzah at all. We'll get into those shayla. For example, What about a shayla like this? The Maisa. Something called Rosh. What's the halacha in such a situation where you have one doorpost and it's on the left hand side? So the Maisa, the Gemara talks about this case, and Machokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Gemara, the Rav Meir held if it's on the right hand side, you're chayim. What's the pshat? Because if the doorpost on the right hand side, then you yotze bi'oscha, bi'oscha, he always says, derech bi'oscha, which is on the right hand side. As I pass in the Halacha and the Rosh, as I pass in the Yeruchim, as I pass in the Tor and the Taz. Now the Maisa avadu roipos gemacholi that avadu we won't make a broch on such a thing. About Koponim to know that if the mezuzah, if the doorpost is on the right hand side, you'll be putting on a mezuzah without a brocha. Of in this picture, you will not be putting a mezuzah at all. And this is a very shviach shaila in hallways that you have in this country, is that you'll have often on the right hand side the wall continues, and on the left hand side they make like some kind of tzur sapesa. It will not require mezuzah because on the right hand side there's nothing whatsoever. A continuation of this will. What would be their attack of build? A, Tzuris HaPesah, they actually build a mezuzah on that side. So even in this case, it will be Pasta. Why? Because in this place is what the Gemara tells us, L'chazik Tikra. The Shulchan Aruch Pasta is L'alocha Mishpivav, Sivav, that L'chazik Tikra is Pasta. Meaning, if you have a case where they build even the right hand side of a doorpost, or when they build it L'chazik Tikra, to M'chazik the building, as a chizik to the building, so that all annoyed by Alma, is the Maisa, it's learned from the Gemara, the Gabi Aksadra, whatever, is the Maisa, then Avada, it will be Potter from a mezuzah. As I help Rui Poskim, as the Maisa, as I the minute, and Yishalayim, I feel of those that are choyuk on that, is the Maisa, that is the minute. The Maisa, it happens to be in many situations, for example, in front of doorways, they sometimes build a nice geshmak at this time of pillar, and again, if it's Lanoi Ba'alma, again, you have to know what it's built for, but if it's Taka Lanoi Ba'alma, it's about going to be Potter in that situation. Now, again, also Stegeir to another case, again, maybe we'll see the pictures afterwards of our component, Stegeir to a case, if you have two rooms, and if you take two rooms and you knock them into one room, so often the lead, the structure of some of the mezuzah, some of the wall on one side, a bit of the ceiling, and a bit of the other side. So you'll have kiilu, tzuris ha-pesach, from one room to the other room. The ma'aseh is a tshuva in Machzeniyo, and other places. The Chassidus talks about it also, is a ma'aseh there about it will be potter. Why? Because again, the only reason they're leaving it there is poshut for structural purposes. Poshut the chazik tikra. But once they leave more, kidei to make it kishmak, and a pesach, then kenzan, it's going to be chayiv, even in that case. Again, these are shailas that have to depend on every situation. Now, what about a situation like this? And a situation like this is what we call Lashon Chazal is Roshi Koistim. Roshi Koistim means, and it's very, very shiach, where you don't actually have anything sticking out. You don't have doorposts and lintels and mashkim sticking out from the room. Or we have the end of a wall. So the end of a wall, again, it's the word of the Gemara in Menachos Mefurish. It could be Kama Rishonim, Rashi, the Rosh, and the Tor. Is the Maisa Roshi Koistim has a din of a doorpost and the Meli Yugo B'chayim. Now the Shulchan Aruch Taka does not bring down the Rosh. Abba, it's stating tall, and as I pass in the Taz, the Halacha, the Maisa, is the Maisa that the end of a wall was still considered to be a mezuzah and a mashkov. So again, you have to look at the end of a wall as if it's a doorway by itself. And again, it's very, very negay, it's a very shkiach shayla in many people's houses, in garages, and all these things. Avadi won't make a bracha in such a situation.
Where
do you put the mezuzah? You put the mezuzah at the entrance, at the end, on the outermost tefach. Right, hard to see on the picture, but right, over there, Be'erach over there. Right? We will not be making a bracha because it's a machlokes and a rishonim. But again, I'll call upon him. You have to know that such a situation does exist. Rosh Hashanah be paskin has a din. And for example, let's take a case like this. It's one of the most shkiach diras that you have here in Eretz Yisrael, where the entrance of the dira doesn't have a doorpost and a lintel. But I'll call upon him, it has a Rosh Hashanah. The Fikama Rishonim, and that's the Maisa, the Taz Paskin, the Halacha, is about it's chayiv in a mezuzah, a kopponim without a bracha, and the that's what a person should do in that case. So that's when it comes to actual doorpost itself. Again, similar situation over here. Again, a house in Mechavia, that you have a case over here where they built a nice structure of stone on top. And again, this is it's a regular Tzuris HaPesach. Again, it's not a real Mashkev or whatever, but it's the Rosh's case of a Rosh Koslim. So again, it's Chayv and a Mezuzah. Unfortunately, where this person put the Mezuzah was wrong, and they put the Mezuzah inside on the innermost part next to the door, because again, they obviously felt it was more Gishmak to have the mezuzah next to the door itself. Of his nishrichtik, about the mezuzah has to be as close as we said last time, again, the mitzvah on the tefach ha-yotze of the actual thing itself. Let me again invite the next to the case of mashkut, the case of lintel. Okay. It's the second condition that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Pei Zayin, Tzikot and Aleph, Sivalev, that the halacha is that in order for a door to be chayv in the mezuzah, is that it must have a mashkut. It must have a lintel. If it doesn't have a mashkoif, avadu, it's potting down from mezuzah. Right? So any door that has two mezuzahs, two doorposts, over, if it's missing a mashkoif, is avadu not going to be chayv in a mezuzah whatsoever. Wait till we get the picture.
Even with the door,
if it doesn't have a mashkoif, it's avadu going to be potter from a mezuzah in that case. So bear with me. I'm having a fine. We'll continue shtickle before we go on. Lefi the Rosh. So again, we explain up the Rosh that Roshi Koistim is a chiddush. That Lefi Kama Rishonim, and this is the Rosh Paskins, and that's how we Paskin, the Hachmi, is that Roshi Koistim can make a mezuzah, can make a doorpost. Lefi the Rosh can make a mashkev also. And this is very negair sometimes when you have the end, like we saw in the picture before, like the entrance of an apartment building, is that sometimes have the end of a wall will stop, and that will be the mashkev. The ma'aseh lefi the Rosh, that the ma'aseh has got a din of a mashkev, as I passed halacha in Chai Adam, the Rav Shochanor brings it, the halacha, the Elirabba, Menachas Yitzchak also brings it, that about it's got a din of a mashkev. I feel if there's no peace itself there, about Koponim, about we have Roshi Koistim, is the ma'aseh has got a din of a mashkev legabe that. It's not a good symbol, is ink.
You should restart it.
No, it doesn't take time.
Don't make with the mouse. It just confuses it more.
Oh, yeah. What should we do?
Wait.
Yeah? So again, 3 to 9, the door, the mezuzahs, and the mashkev require bracha with a mezuzah. Oba, 2 mezuzahs without a mashkev will not require a mezuzah whatsoever. So going back to this original case that we had over here, so dava poshut, if the kulei alma, will not require mezuzah in this case. That's tevorim pshutim ad moed. Hu adin? How about in a case like this? You have a case like this, where the fellow over here decided, for some funny reason, to actually put a mezuzah, as you can see, on the left hand side, Stamashaila, of over here. Now, there's 2 gevaldige mezuzahs of a mashkev you don't have. And if you don't have a mashkev, is the pashas, you're not chayiv in a mezuzah. The only shaila sometimes comes in is when you have an agav mashkev. For example, if you have a mashkev that was done only in air conditioning. Now, this is a very, very shkiach shaila. Is when you see an air conditioning come down, it creates a mashkev. Is that considered to be a mashkev? So Rabbi Zur Obach tied it to me that if it's got a tzuris ha-pesach, it's got a din mashkev. Rabbi Zur Berkowitz told me, you can't be chayiv, or bekapi chumra, about it's got a din of a mashkev again. It's an agadika mashkev. A barrier, for example. If you have a barrier that comes down on two mezuzos, that avad is not considered to be tzuris ha-pesach, the minchas yitzchak clears a shayla. If you have, and again we'll see a picture of Ezer Hashem maybe next time, if you have a tzuris ha-pesach that's made by trees, by flowers, where you have flowers going all the way up and all around, is that got a din of a tzuris ha-pesach or not? It's a machlokes in the poskim. Let me invite you to the next tonight. Oh, the last tonight before we move on to the rooms, which I almost wanted to speak out before we stop for next week, is the last shayla is the gabbai, an arched doorway. The situation is as such. There's a machlokes for Shainim, but estimate starts from a. I'm actually, did we discuss the lochas of a door? I'm sorry? We're going to go back, we're going to go to door. We're going to go to door. With a door, avada requires a bracha and a mezuzah. Without a door, you'll still be putting on a mezuzah, but without a bracha. The Gemara against Gemara Menachas Amud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlekes Rishonim. There's a machlekes Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh holds that if you don't have a door, it's avada yichayev. The Rambam holds no. Without a door, you're avada going to be potter. So, for example, in a situation like this, you have an arched doorway without a door, is about you'll be placing mezuzah over without a bracha. Who are they in this situation? Again, without a door, it's about you're going to be having a mezuzah, but without a bracha. It's negay also sometimes if you have curtains. Curtains, about if you come a poiskim, Mr. Karelit says about to create a shayla of a door, and therefore curtains got a din of a door, memeli or b'chai vada with a bracha. Folding doors also has a din of a door, a sliding door, a vada has a din of a door. Now the shayla comes in, if you have a case like this, where it's m'dafka not having a door, is a vada you're going to be chai, but again, like we said, without a bracha. Now this is a very interesting case, I haven't got time to be married in the case. This case of it does not require mezuzah whatsoever, for a reason that we can't go into, is pasha, because there's no mezuzah whatsoever on this case, there's no actual doorpost, but again, we can't be married for such a thing. One last thing before we get to the rooms, which is the most exciting part for me, is an arch doorway. What are you in a situation where you have a zad garage? It's a stomach shine if a garage is chayv in a mezuzah. Kaponim, we'll get to that. Oh, but there's a machlokes we're showing him. What do you do in a case where you have an arch doorway? So the verse says, Rashi holds there is no chilik in how it goes up, how many centimeters. So Rashi, the ikki chilik is the size. If you have 10 tvachim by 4 tvachim, so Rashi is al vada yichayv. So the Rambam 9. So the Rambam is soit. When you have an archway, a kippah, when you have a round doorway, so the Rambam, we don't know where is the mezuzah and where is the mashkuf. It's not nikkur to us of the Rambam. Where is the doorpost and where starts the actual lintel? Remainer, so the Rambam, if you've got 10 tefachim that go up straight, like in this picture, so then avada you've got Rashi and you've got the Rambam and you'll be chayiv mezuzah with a bracha. Masha'en king, in a case where it goes round from the floor itself, so then avada, if the Rashi you've got, or but if the Rambam you don't have, then later you'll be putting up a mezuzah, or but without a window in that case. Without a bracha in that case. Yeah? Right. One last shayla before we finish for next week, Ez Hashem, is a requirement from a room. So we'll start like this. Let's start with what rooms are be'etzim chayiv in a mezuzah. So the Gemara tells it like this. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Yudalef from the base, from the word bias. Zuk the Gemara. Just like bias is roi the dira, so too zuk the Gemara in Yuma, anything that's roi the dira is a vada gini b'chayiv in a mezuzah. Who are then? That means any place that you eat, any place that you do exercise in, any place that you sleep, even places that you store things, like washrooms or garages, where you store these places, oitzes, all of these things, washing up rooms, all these things are going to be chayv. Ma she'enkin. Adira she'enish shel kovet. Bathrooms, shower rooms, mikvahs, saunas, swimming pools. Baruch Hashem, the Olim doesn't have so many of these shayles. Oh, but I said these rooms are badi chayv. Anybody wants they're going to be selling apartments like this afterwards, outside, if anybody's interested to purchase such an apartment. It's very, very gishmak. Lemaisa, most of the rooms you can see are badi going to be chayv. Now, if you have a dirish she'enikol shel kovet, for example, if you have a barn or you have a stable, so the vada is chayv in a mezuzah, but because the smell is so stark, is the maisa we don't put up a mezuzah in such a situation. Now we mentioned that bathrooms are potter because it's a dirish she'enikol shel kovet. Now we're going to have to speak about that, because be'etzim a bathroom is sometimes even a beis shata somewhere else. And I've seen this many apartments here in Gan Eguda, is the maisa you find that from the bathroom you can go to another room, and the other room is vada chayv. We'll speak about the other room in a moment. Of a copy of the bathroom. Since a bathroom is be'etzim the dirish she'enish shel kovet, I feel if it's a beisha to a room that's chayiv, even the raisa is the maisa, avada it's going to be potter from a zuzo because be'etzim is a dirish she'enish shel kovet. So let's go to come up to the corner that we have, time that we have there, probably a couple of minutes, is the gabi the first shayla. A beisha. A beisha, the Gemara Menachos Amud Gimel tells us, a beisha is avada chayiv in a mezuzah. Now, beisha means, I feel we don't have to look at the amount of space that is inside the actual room. Normally, we'll speak Be'ez Hashem next week. The sizes of rooms, Megeret and Marpeset, how big a room is, how big a Marpeset is. Or with the Maisa, the Fi, the Gemara, when it comes to a Beisha, is a Maisa, no chilek of how big the room is. A Beisha is automatically chayiv in a mezuzah because it's a Beisha into a building itself. Now, there's a Shaya in the Poiskim. If it's Beisha, it's Pesuach Lebayis, then about it's chayiv in a Torah. Or if it's Beisha, it's Pesuach not Lebayis, then Pashas, it would be only Midrabon. So that's an interesting shayla to figure out whether or not a beis shah is taka chayiv or not chayiv. I do apologize. Maybe we should continue next week. Okay. As the mice, unfortunately, could lead. One second. If it goes, it goes. If it doesn't, we'll continue the session next week. It's probably relevant technology. Okay, fine. A Beis Shal is Chayiv Be'ez Hashem. Next week we'll go to the Shaila of an elevator, if a lift is Chayiv in a mezuzah, and Be'ez Hashem will go to the sizes and how to figure out different rooms.